I've had depression for the last 21 years, and, well, I don't know where to start, Jonathan. I lost my job 4 years ago through no fault of my own. I was being bullied and harassed by managers and work colleagues. And I've noticed that my depression's got to suicidal stage. Now, I'm sorry, Jonathan.
It's all right. Well, Martin, listen, it is Derek.
Oh, hello, Derek. I'm sorry, Derek. Last Friday, I found myself in the back garden with a garden chain round my neck just to see what it would be like to hang myself.
No, this is no good, Martin. You've got to... You're getting help. Are you getting help from anybody, from a doctor
I've had some antidepressant tablets, but they were making it worse. They were doing no good at all.
Where was this, from your GP or...?
Yes, I live in Milton Keynes.
Yeah? I mean, you've got... if you see your GP and say to him, you need help, someone to see regularly, to talk to you, so that you can... I mean, not just with your dad or with the GP, but someone who understands the mental illness, the mental problems.
Are you living on your own, Martin?
No, I'm not, Jonathan. I'm just living with my dad. My mum died back in 97 through cancer.
And how old is your dad?
He's 90.
And does your dad know what you're going through?
Yes, Jonathan.
Is he mobile? I mean, is he...
No, he's got heart trouble. He takes about 30 tablets a day, and he's got diabetes.
So are you worried as well about the effect that your illness is having on your dad?
Yes.
Yeah, you're bound to.
You've got to get help for this, Martin.
Yeah.
And you've got to get help for your sake, and you've also got to get help for
your
dad's sake.
Yeah.
Because if your dad is 90, you know, bless him, he's probably very worried about you as well. Does he know what you did in the garden last week?
No, I didn't tell him.
No, well, don't tell him.
You see, John, it was only the thought of my little dog, Molly, that stopped me from doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, good, you've got a little dog then, yeah?
Yeah, I really did put the chain round my neck to see what it would be like. And Molly come out in the garden and looked at me, and I couldn't do it. I just had to say no. It wouldn't be fair on Molly or my dad, Jonathan.